Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this ninth day of November 2023. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have, well, Kenny's kicking it. He's on the board tonight and producing. Hey, Kenny.
Hi, Pastor. Good evening.
Good evening. And then we have, well, she is a pro-life firebrand. And I'm going to tell you, she is a model for Christian ladies out there today. Longtime friend. And I want to say, what a model for Christian ladies. Someone who knows what it's like to love the Lord with all of her heart and to serve God and do it unselfishly. I've known her all of these years, always put others before herself, and that is my dear friend, Jan Porter. Hey, Jan.
Thanks, Pastor. So glad to be with you again.
It is good to have you, and you got some good news for us, but we're going to get into that just a little later. I want to take you into some scripture. My message was, the title was that we're in the end times now. And in other words, I've been going through, I have about 100, but I never get through all that, biblical prophecies that show you where we are as far as coming to the end of our age and the Lord's return. And I deal with all these different topics. Now, one of the topics we dealt with is that there would be a time just prior to the Lord's return when mankind would be capable of destroying all life on earth. And, of course, I'm not going to get into all the animal life and sea life and that, but I'm just dealing with the humans tonight. And we're going to start with Matthew chapter 24 and verses 19 through 22. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not was since the beginning of the world to this time, nor never shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Well, today, mankind is capable of killing mankind in so many different ways. We take a look at, of course, wars that we're fighting now. But I've sat in, as you know, I've mentioned it many times, how I used to sit in to the meetings, those on the left, the Sierra Club, the now, or the WHO, the World Health Organization, Planned Predators, ACLU, and they would openly discuss ways of depopulating planet Earth. And, you know, of course, one of the major things was then vaccines. Vaccines was one of the major ways they wanted to use, but abortion being one of the top ways. And then also they wanted to use starvation. And of course, we saw biological warfare, chemical warfare, and today, of course, euthanasia is big. But again, with the youth today, you even have a lot of coerced suicide out there. And in the days we're living in right now, there's been a huge increase in human child sacrifice across the globe. And America, our government, the United States government, is the number one purveyor of human trafficking and child sex trafficking. And again, that's a reality. We've hit this time and time again. And so that is one of the signs, and we're seeing these things. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, the disciples said they were living in the end days, you know, the last days. So how much closer are we now?
Yeah, well, in the disciples' days, they didn't have the ability to eliminate all life on Earth. Today we do. Here's another thing. I want to go to Mark 13, verses 5 through 10. We read this. And Jesus answered them, began to say, "Take heed, lest any man should deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be you not troubled, for such things must needs be. But the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are all the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my name's sake, and for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published amongst all nations." Now, an interesting thing, too, he was speaking to those that were going to be the early church leaders. These were all the Jews, but they were soon to be the leaders of the churches. And at that time, they were allowed to meet in the synagogues on Sunday on the outer court. They weren't allowed, but the Jews would let the Christians use the synagogues on Sunday in the beginning. And, of course, that changed after they were no longer considered to be a sect of Judaism. But here's the thing. He says, "And the gospel must first be published amongst all nations." Right now, today, there are over 2,300 languages where the Bible has been translated into more than 2,300 languages and dialects, and is covering over 90% of the earth. So, and what I just read you was taken about 10 years ago. So, we've got to be much, much closer by now, the way things are moving. And so, again, when back in the days of the disciples, they had no ability to even come close to that. Now, I want to go over here to one other. And this is in Revelation chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. "And their dead bodies shall be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and the kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because those two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Well, they tormented them because they were preaching judgment. They were preaching judgment was coming. And so here, it's an interesting thing. Now, this doesn't really have to do with actually Enoch and Elijah as much as the point that in that time that he's talking about, that for the first time today, we have where the entire, it says the entire world will be watching, the entire world will be watching this. And of course, that would never have been, even when this was written, possible, because they didn't have the technology to do that. Today, with the technology, do we have the technology now? Where
we do.
Yeah, and we see things happening every day, don't we?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take you to one more here. And this is it. And this is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We read this. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord always deals with judgment. The day of Christ always deals with salvation. But this is the day of the Lord. So cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you like a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here he's telling you that in the end times you're going to see a global cry for peace, for peace. Right now, every single day. Yesterday they had, or Saturday, what day is this? Wait a minute. What day did they march on D.C.? I think it might have been yesterday. You had this global march, what they call it, the peace for Israel to stop the bombing of Gaza. At the same time in the Ukraine, they were calling for Zelensky, was saying, we cannot, we have to have victory. And he's angry at the West, saying that the United States is not supporting them the way they should, or Europe. And the people there are crying for peace because stealing in the Ukraine is absolutely totally out of control. People are stealing everything, and the good people, the decent people, are crying, are begging for peace, peace. They're saying peace, peace. And today, China is threatening Taiwan, and more are flying their jets, their bombers closer to Taiwan, invading Taiwan's airspace. And you've got that big call over there for peace, for peace. And so we're seeing that today like we've never seen. I mean, everywhere. But again, the peace is really not peace, what we're seeing. And Jan, they have found a way, as we saw the left being split. And believe me, listen, Biden is going to betray Israel. Biden will betray Israel. He's in the process. But just as the left has been split over the war in Israel and Gaza, here now, the right people the right wing, what you want to call the righteous media, those of us that are conservative, is being split now too. And I mean on a major way. Now, most of us in conservative radio or television are supporting Israel, although, you know, Israel, like America today, you know, there are those, Jen, that think that Israel can do no wrong and others that think it can do no right. Israel is actually, where it comes to sin, actually worse than the United States, and that's pretty hard to do. They got a higher abortion rate per capita. Their prostitution rate is actually higher per capita. They had the world's largest sodomite parade, the world's largest in Tel Aviv, the world's largest. But they've always been a stiff-necked people. And the whole purpose of the tribulation period is for the purification of the wife of God, which is the nation of Israel, and the judgment of the Gentile nations. So we're seeing that, but people don't understand. I mean, the vast majority of those who are supposed to be conservative, well, maybe not the vast majority, but a large number, that are supposed to be conservative biblical Christians are not really biblically literate. They're really not biblically literate. You could not possibly be biblically literate and be making the statements that they're making today. So with all of that, I'm going to stop right there and say, you really sent me some good news yesterday when I got this, and it dawned on me, why did not I think of that? Where was I? Where was my brain? But well, you've got some good news for us, don't you?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people reeling from what took place. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about what took place. This vote on Tuesday was not a referendum on abortion. So all these people say that pro-lifers need to cower in the corner and retreat. It's completely false. The right to life issue was never mentioned in this ballot. Unborn children were never mentioned in this ballot initiative. And neither was the word woman, just for point of interest. That's what we're dealing with. But what many people don't know is there's a lot going on that this is something we don't have to bow to. All right, this is not the final word on the issue. Let me tell you why. Now, that first off, there's many ways to win on this front, and I want you to know Faith to Action is working on multiple fronts. And if you want to know what's coming and you want to know what's happening, I just encourage you to get on that list at Faith to Action. I never promote my list, but I'll tell you, I want people to be involved and know about it, because you don't have to buy the lies that the media are saying right now. At F2A.org, just hit that contact, just add your email in there, and we'll get you, I don't hound you, but we'll let you know what's happening and what's about to happen. Let me first tell you that a lot of people don't understand. We talked about this being for partial birth abortion, right? That's what was very clear. What was clear is when you looked at the people who funded this issue one, which is abortion till birth and partial birth abortion. Hey, guess who's on the list?
None other
than Martin Haskell, the partial birth abortionist, whose business we closed down back in 1994 when we passed the nation's
first. And his partner was Martin Ruddock here in Cleveland, and I ran him out of this city.
God bless you. I just know. What do you know? I just want to tell people this really is about partial birth abortion, when it's the partial birth abortionist, the infamous Martin Haskell, who's contributing to this. But let me tell you something else many people don't understand, is that not only was there money from Michael Bloomberg and George Soros, but there was also not just money from New York and out of state and ACLU in New York, but there was money from out of the country.
A lot of
it. Billionaires. And, you know, we've got a guy in out of Switzerland. He's got an organization that that's his organization that he gave $200 million to, right? That's pretty big sum of money, right? He then used that organization to give $5.3 million to issue one, all right? So you've got a Swiss billionaire. So in other words, you've got foreign election interference. And the thing that we need to stress is that, hey, you know what? Foreign billionaires, they don't get to make Ohio laws. You know, what's happening in this issue is that there are no rules, no regulations, nothing. Because, listen, if foreign billionaires can make Ohio laws, they just pass a ballot initiative and they can strip Ohio of the 50 years worth of pro-life laws. Now, what would stop them from saying, you know what, if more foreign money can be used to buy elections, hey, what's to stop Chinese money from coming in and implementing a forced abortion amendment? That's there's nothing to stop it. So we've got to do something to stop it. And that's the bottom line. Issue one, this is one of the things Representative Bill Dean said. He said issue one doesn't repeal a single Ohio law. In fact, doesn't even mention one. This initiative is so vague, it's so ambiguous, and it's not something we should use to change anything.
Yeah, but that's so true. But let me jump in for a minute, because our opposition, Jen, whatever evil they can do, they will do. Whatever evil they can do, they will do. And so they're going to be we know already they've been working on ways now to implement their tyranny, are they not?
Yeah, and let me tell you the ways that they're working to do that. One is legislatively. They want the Republican majorities to bow to them and say, yes, yes, by all means, strip our books of every pro-life law. No, we don't have to do that, number one. Number two, they're going to work through the courts. And one of the remedies that the legislature is suggesting, and it's Representative Jen Gross from Westchester who is suggesting, hey, you know what? How about we do what has happened many other times? We actually remove jurisdiction from these courts to rule on this issue. That you can't let me read you a quote that she says. I'm going to put a release out tomorrow morning. I'll copy you, Pastor. If you're on my list, you'll get it, right?
It says, yep.
We will withdraw jurisdiction from the courts so that they cannot misapply issue one for the benefit of the abortion industry. And that's it. John Stover, I just added a quote to my release, and he said this: we fully support Representative Gross and the courageous legislators that are using their constitutionally granted powers in accordance with the Dobbs decision to protect Ohioans and parental rights. One of the things the Dobbs decision said, and that's the one that overturned Roe versus Wade, is that, hey, you know what? Handled by the state legislatures, the state through their elected officials. That's what Dobbs said. And what the amendment doesn't follow Dobbs. It doesn't follow the constitutionally passed laws that are open and transparent, that have open hearings and rigorous debate and expert testimony. This is the way laws should be passed. This is not, because that's the way of order that people through their elected officials can pass legislation. It's a republic, not a democracy is mob rule. This amendment, why does that matter? Because if you have the one with the most money wins. And that's the case in almost every single state amendment.
Ballot initiative. Every time there's on a ballot initiative, you're right. It's whoever has the most money, huh?
In almost every case.
Yeah.
Oh, they would always ask me, hey, why would you go all these years to pass a law in Ohio to keep hearts beating? Why would you pass the heartbeat bill through the legislature? Wouldn't it be easier to go on the ballot initiative? And my answer is always no. I mean, I would rather pass 15 laws than one ballot initiative, as we did in 15 states. Why? Because in a ballot initiative, what happens is they bring in so much blood money, so much out-of-state and out-of-country foreign money, that they buy ads that deceive people. Let me tell you specifically, and I've got some forensic evidence to prove it. In Michigan, last fall, they had what was known as Prop 3. That's the same kind of amendment that our deceptive issue one was on Tuesday. All right. And so what they found, they took a poll, and it was the Marketing Resource Group in Michigan. They took a poll and they showed voter remorse like you wouldn't believe. They found that this deceptive amendment, similar to ours, 60% of voters who voted yes for this abortion amendment last fall, that they 60% they actually support parental consent, yet they voted for the amendment to repeal it. In the same way, 65% who voted yes on this amendment for the 24-hour waiting period so that women could get informed consent prior to the abortion, they actually voted for the amendment that stripped it from the books. Then let me give you one more. They polled people and they said, hey, you know, what do you guys feel about if you voted for Proposition 3, which is similar to Issue 1? They said, hey, how do you feel about abortion facilities being licensed and inspected by the state to make sure that basic standard medical standards are and sanitary standards are met? And get a load of this, 97% who voted for that amendment says, yeah, We want standards that are going to protect women and public health. And guess what? They voted for the amendment to repeal them. And so the reason why that happens, the reason why you've got such a dichotomy, you've got Cory Shankleton said it this way, the proposals are vaguely written deliberately to deceive the public into passing them. That's what they do. The vote does not reflect the views of those that supported the amendment, because just like in Ohio, the Michigan amendment was promoted with confusing ads that intentionally hid what the amendment was about and deliberately lied about what the amendment would do. You know, let me just put it this way. If you can lie to get an amendment passed, let's just say, Pastor, you and I become billionaires, all right? Let's say God blesses us with lots of money. Let's just say, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to outlaw abortion with my money, and I'd like to pass a ballot initiative. But you know what? If you can lie to voters, I'm going to tell everybody it's about puppies. You know what? I'm going to tell people if they don't vote for the amendment that we're going to take your puppies from you. Your puppies are going to die, right? If I did that, there'd be nothing to stop me from doing it, because you can lie to pass your amendment. You can use your money to deceive voters, apparently. That's the exact same thing that happened on Tuesday. I saw it when people were going into the polls, and they told me that, hey, you know what? I have to vote for this because women will die. That's the lie they told them. Oh, that someone is raped, they can't get an abortion. Also a lie. In the state of Ohio, you can. I mean, I wish they couldn't. Even under the heartbeat bill, which is not enacted, you can still have an abortion if you're raped to detectable heartbeat. So people say, well, they may not know they're pregnant.
Jim, hold up. We're going to come to a break. When we come back, I have a lot of questions about that.
And sure.
One of the questions, too, because I've been getting a lot of calls from people wanting to know, and they're calling me, demanding that we sue them, that they get sued for running these corrupt illicit ads. These ads are illegitimate. They're not true. They're lies. Folks, don't call me. Call your state rep. Call your prosecutor. But, folks, you're right. They should be sued for doing that. But we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Some people say that no one should be condemned to die. They say that it's unhuman and it's cruel. They say that it's not right, but those same people carry signs saying they support a woman's right to choose. To the ones that never show it, and none to those that need it most of all. You've got the nerve to call yourself a Christian when you'll see a killer walk before you'll see a baby crawl. Set a standard, and they seldom let it down. Church used to change the man. Now it's the other way around.
Somehow
that was my old buddy, Denny Ray. And, you know, Jen, that little girl was 5 years old. Today, the last I heard, well, she's probably about 40 now, but she was a pilot for the airlines.
And, wow.
Yeah, that's how long ago we made that song. That's been a while ago, huh? Well,
yeah, long time. You've been fighting a long time.
Yeah, I sure have, and you have too. But it ain't over with till we win, is it?
Amen.
Let me ask you about that. What do you have? I mean, I'm so tired of them, the ACLU, the Antichrist Liars Union, running fictitious ads. I mean, they just lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. Like these prosecutors out there, these George Soros bought and paid for prosecutors. They just quit. They just lie continuously. Of course, the Bible tells you in Revelation 21, verse 8, all liars will have their place in lake of fire. I know you're not a lawyer, but what is it we can possibly do, do you think, to make them quit running these false ads?
You know, that's the thing. You know, we see that in campaigns all the time. But they shouldn't be able to get away with it. And somebody needs to say something. Because it's right now mob rule, where not only the one with the most money wins, the one who tells the most lies can deceive the voters and win the day. And that just can't be. We are living in a lawless time, where there's one way justice, where those who stand against the establishment, those who exercise their First Amendment rights, are prosecuted. Their homes are raided. There's midnight early morning raids. This is the kind of thing our president is facing. These trumped up indictments, no pun intended. This is what we're dealing with right now. But there are people who are courageous enough to stand. There was a release that went out on Tuesday from 26 Ohio legislators. Let me read you part of their statement. It says, "We will do everything in our power to prevent our laws from being removed based upon perception of intent." You've got this vague amendment. It doesn't list a single Ohio law, doesn't mention one, doesn't repeal one. And so we don't have to bow to this. And legislators are standing, and they're uniting against it, and they're making it very clear that our children are not for sale to the highest bidder on a ballot initiative. You know, the Supreme Court in Dobbs established that this is for the elected representatives to decide. And if you want to know about a precedent, I'll give you one. In the Missouri, they passed a stem cell and cloning initiative and on the ballot in 2006. They're bringing all kinds of money to promote stem cell and cloning. And the legislature just said, no, we're going to stand against it. And we can do likewise. It happened before and it can happen again. And when people talk to the courts and they say, well, you know, the courts can't overturn a state amendment, I have one word to say to that: Obergefell. The marriage case, the fraudulent marriage case that the Supreme Court came out in 2015, actually struck down 28 marriage amendments, 28, wiped off the books like that. So what we're looking at is, look, if the enemy can do that, why cannot the people of God stand and use the court system to stand for the laws that the people have passed through their elected officials and not see those stricken from the books based on this mob rule with the one with the most money, even if it comes from overseas, even if it's foreign money? We're not going to have it. They're not the ones that are our founders that put together the Ohio Constitution or the U.S. Constitution. They did not have in mind that you know, we've got foreign funding to come in Ohio. You know, that's why we've got all the foreign interference laws. That's why we have the executive order from President Trump about foreign interference in our elections. That's why we have all those campaign finance laws that say they've got the limits on what you can give a candidate. But in Ohio, there's no limit on what you can give to this ballot initiative. If you're a billionaire, hey, just throw some money at it and you can buy whatever policy you want. So I'm just going to tell you, this is the beginning. If we don't stop it now, they'll bring in prostitution. They'll bring in the 1619 Project, the critical race theory, anything you can imagine.
Child prostitution.
If they get away with it, they can buy.
Right. You're right. The ACLU has been wanting to legalize pedophilia anyhow. I mean, they've been really pushing on that. And so they would legalize child prostitution. here in Ohio. Like I said, whatever evil they can do, they will do.
By the way, this is not hyperbole. People listening saying, oh, you know, Pastor Ernie's getting carried away. No, no, no. If you look at the ACLU's website, there's stuff they've written that sex work is real work. And in every case where a child is up against the parents, where you've got a child saying, I want to get hormone blockers or transgender mutilation surgery, the ACLU is siding with the children against the parents to have their body having healthy off or having sterilizing hormone blockers injected to them. That's where the ACLU is. This is not an exaggeration by any means, sadly. And a whole bunch of the money, let me look and see, I think it was over $5 million, let me see where it is, came from the ACLU in New York into this Issue One funding that is buying elections. And that's not what our founders set out to do with a ballot initiative. It was not to give the law goes to the highest bidder. That's not the way it's supposed to work. And that's, thankfully, we've got legislators who are willing to stand against it. By the way, it was $3.5 that came from the New York Open Policy Center. That's George Soros. But $2 million came from the New York American Civil Liberties Union. So you've got all kinds of out-of-state money. You've got the George Soros money. You've got Michael Bloomberg giving money. And this is not how we are. That's not how a bill becomes a law. If you ever took a civics class, did you ever? You know, let me just update the textbooks for the civics class. For if Issue One is upheld, let me just tell you what the civics class would be. Hey, you know what? I'm just a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill or sitting on the State House steps. No. It's the one with the most money passes the law. The one with the biggest mob rule that can lie to the voters and deceive the most people, they get to make the policy of the state. That's how a bill becomes a law if we allow this to stand. And I'll just tell you, legislators are willing to stand, and they say this does not repeal our laws. They have deceived the public, that's for sure, but it doesn't repeal our laws because foreign billionaires don't get to make our laws. And that's the message that's coming out in a press release tomorrow. I'm giving you a preview, Pastor, because you've been on the front lines. As long as I've known you, you've always had the inside scoop. Well, tonight is no different. This is the inside scoop. There's legislation coming to say, courts, you cannot, not only are we not going to bow to the repealing of the Ohio laws, we're going to take the jurisdiction from the courts should they decide to misuse their power to implement Issue One against our Constitution, against the will of the people. And you can say, well, you know, again, the will of the people, was that the vote? Well, if you look again at the polling that was done in Michigan, the will of the people is they were frankly deceived. When you've got 97% of the people who voted yes on their amendment in Michigan, to, you know, with abortion till birth, just like our Issue One, 97% back basic public health, sanitary conditions, state licensing, state inspection of these abortion mills, and they voted the wrong way. That tells you right out of the gate that they were misled. This vague and deliberately deceptive amendment happened in Michigan. It happened in Ohio, but it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to stand. This is not the final word. That's the message. That's the hope I want to give you. And we're fighting on multiple fronts. We're asking for prayer for these legislators, for courage to stand united, for more to join them, the other efforts that are going on as well.
Well, here's one of the reasons, Jan Beck. I think you might remember back some years ago, I worked with Tom Wedge, who headed up the most elite police department in the entire country, where they dealt only with cases of Satanism. And that's what they did. They would go from major cities where you had an influx of Satanism. And in that, we found out that the one office that the Satans covet more than any other office is that of prosecuting attorneys. Prosecutors decide how the case would be held. And that's why they want to make sure that it's never a case of where Satanism is going to be charged. They always will change the charges. Now, in that, he realized that office is the most coveted. And I have run into a number of these prosecutors that are practicing Satanists. But those are the people, more than any other, that become judges. And that's
and
why we...
And those are the ones that George Soros has funded for lawlessness, to not prosecute anybody who violates the law, correct?
Absolutely. And that came right directly from Karl Marx. Karl Marx said that any one of those who are willing to work, any of the toilers, he called them, that are willing to violate the law, should be moved up within the collective. They should not be working in a factory 8 hours a day. They should be moved up, and they should be protected. If they like Bird Loot and Murder and Antifa, with our so-called vice president, how she spent all her time making sure that, you know, what they have. I'm trying to think of how many cases.
Well, they were burning down cities and looting and they were killing people, frankly. And she says, hey, contribute to this fund to bail them out. It's interesting that if you burn and you steal and rob and kill people, we want to bail those folks out, according to the Biden administration and Kamala Harris. But if you go to a Trump rally and you suggest that maybe we ought to have fair elections, those are the people that they're putting in jail, that have been sitting in jail, some in solitary confinements in horrific conditions, that are being denied all of their constitutional rights. They're denied a trial. This is all part of the act that needs to be repealed because it's being used against law-abiding citizens. And some that maybe violated a trespass law because the Capitol Police opened the door open to them for the Capitol, and they thought they were going into the people's house.
I just had Jake Lang on the program. He's going to be – we have three more segments we're going to play. He's been in that dirty D.C. jail now for almost 1,200 days without a charge.
It's appalling.
The lady that they beat to death
– hostages, as the president said, President Trump said.
Yeah, that's what they are. The lady that they beat to death, that dirty, dirty black female cop, and that they beat that one woman, she died in his lap. He was holding her when she died. And anyhow, he's going to be back on here.
There's going to be some justice coming, and that's what I pray for daily, is that there would be justice, not a one-way justice, but justice for these political prisoners who are in D.C. denied any of their constitutional rights, while the looters, those that are burning down cities, they were the ones the Biden administration was backing and helping to bail out. And it's appalling. But people are fed up with it, and I think they're getting tired of it enough to the place where they're going to do something and stand up with their votes coming up next year.
Let me tell you what we're doing here and what we're doing in over 1,000 counties across America. In the United States, we have about 3,400 counties, and in 1,000 of those, we have right now tactical civics chapters. And what that does, Jan, tactical civic chapters, you know, the Second Amendment tells us we must have, makes it very clear that we must have a standing militia. It demands we have a standing militia. And so here, once you do that, you convene the people, Jan, you and I, the people, the citizens, we the people, convene a grand jury. Now, that grand jury that's the highest authority in the county. And this is what we're working, because our government has been totally corrupted. I mean, the lawyers, the prosecutors, George Soros bought and paid for. The Bible refers to two kinds of whores. One, lewd and vulgar women. And the other, were the leaders, the male leaders of Israel. And he refers to both of them as whores. And today, we have plenty of both. As you know, in fact, the DOJ just announced arrest because they found three brothels that they started. And guess what? These three brothels, I'm looking for they're in Virginia, in Boston, and where else are they? But anyhow, the interesting thing is they refuse to give the names of the Johns that are attending, and the reason is because so many of them are federal employees, Jan. They're federal employees. So you've got two kinds of prostitutes. You got one in suits and the other without, but they're all prostitutes today. So
you mentioned guns. One of the other things that we see is there's the attempt to violate the Second Amendment. We've seen Kamala Harris and Joe Biden talk about that. They want to take guns away. Think about this. If this issue one stands, all right, if they can get away with killing children till birth because they misled voters, because the foreign money bought this election, what's to stop them from saying, you know what, we're going to violate your Second Amendment too, and we just by a state of we're going to take away your guns, but we're going to tell voters it's about safety, it's about children, it's about whatever they can make ads just like the ones we saw a couple months. They can do that again. That's the point. If they can do it with this, they can do it with our next constitutional right, our next inalienable right, like the right to life.
That's why tactical civics is so important, because it can go after these people like those that are prosecuting President Trump. You know, you've got this Engoron, this Judge Engoron, and you've got the Chunkin out of New York there, or D.C., rather. They pronounced before there was a trial. They came right out, both of them said Trump is guilty.
They ran to be able to do that.
Those were the prosecutors that ran on that. You're right. You see, so a grand jury can say, okay, he can take those people up and can take away, can remove them from office, and that's why we're working so hard on that too. But and it's going to be that way to the Lord.
I know we need justice, however it's served. I want it because we need it.
You sure? You're not kidding about that. Well, and that's for sure. Now, the other thing is we really have to get behind the state legislators, and we got to make sure. I mean, right now we got a real problem in Ohio with rhinos. You got, what, about 21 rhinos managed to sneak in. And we were warning people, Jan. I was warning people and warning people. I saw that the Democrats were running in the primaries Republicans. And out here in our county, in Jug County.
They don't call themselves. They're called the Blue 22 in Ohio. These are people that sided with the Democrats, and it's clear where they are. I mean, now we know where everybody stands. I mean, it's very clear where everybody is. We saw it even in this election, which churches were the sheep churches and which churches were the goat churches. Who bowed to the fear of man, the fear of government, separation. It's a total lie. I just believe that right now, if you want to know who to support, I'll tell you a couple of them. One is Jen Gross, who's got great courage. Another is Bill Dean. Bill Dean is going to be introducing another bill that we'll hear about in the near future. Bill Dean is a guy that was in the meetings with Ron Hood, Candace Keller, and myself going to bat for the heartbeat bill back in 2019 to get this thing passed and to get it as law. He was one who stood with me, one of three who stood with me to make sure they didn't weaken this bill. He's a great American hero. Beth Lear is another one who is standing. Learned from her about some legislation. Is another one who she's the one who runs the Ashland Pregnancy Center. She was in the ad. Remember the ad on we got out through the email? If you're not on that email list, you're missing out at f2a.org. Sign up for it, because we put out the ads. Of what happens in issue one. We explained it, but Melanie Miller was in that commercial. We filmed part of it at her about the nightmare, say no to the nightmare, and it was about abortion until birth. We did one about transgender mutilation and another one about child trafficking, all of which this amendment would legalize and constitutionalize if we don't stand against it, and that's precisely what we plan to do. Stand against it now and not bow to this vague, ambiguous, foreign-bought election, and we're going to fight. That's it.
You're absolutely right. You know, and we have to fight. We have to get a list, like you said, a list of those that are for real, those that are that we can support. And everybody needs to know that, and we need to support those. And we have to get the list of the rhinos, what you call the Blue 22. People need to know who they are, and we need to really remove them. I mean, once a lot of people voted for them just because they had an R behind their name, and now we have to expose them. We have to let people know who they really are and how they vote. Now, another thing, too, Jan, we got to get rid of this 30-day voting. We have to go back, and all of this mail-in. Let me give you an example here. This is absolutely, first of all, I have no doubt, I don't a bit of doubt that they flipped the numbers here in Ohio. They flipped them right upside down. I'm counting the counties here that went for death, the ones that went for yes, the ones that went for death, and I'm counting 13 counties, 13 out of 88, 13 out of 88. The others went for life, Jim. Now, here, one of those counties they have in the blue is Geauga County, Jan. In Geauga County, we put signs out there, 1,500 of them, and let me tell you, for every yes sign in our county, there was seven or eight no signs, Jan. So how do you have seven or eight no signs in the yards throughout Geauga County for every one yes sign? And how do we lose 45 to 55? How does that happen?
What were all those counties? Do you have a list of them in front of you?
Yeah, I've got a list of the counties.
Franklin, Hamilton, Geauga. Who else was in the list? Butler was another one?
The biggest ones were counties where you have the cities are at. Toledo, Cleveland, Akron, Youngstown, Canton, Columbus, Athens, Dayton, and Cincinnati. Where those cities are, those were the counties.
Mm-hmm. And
of course, it's always been that way, all the way back with Sodom and Gomorrah. Sin thrives in the cities. We're coming up to a break. When we come back,
Before we do, can I sneak in? If you want to see the list of the 26 legislators who issued that statement to stand, you can go. It's the button right on the homepage. You can see all 26 who stood against issue one, and we need to stand with them.
Okay, faithtoaction.org. Every now and then you cut out. I'm wondering, Ken, if we can get her, about every fifth word or sometimes it'll be cut out. I don't know why. But it's faithtoaction.org.
Pastor, I'm going to run. I'm going to leave you and just let you know that I appreciate you. We're going to fight this thing. Pray. Get on the list at f2a.org or faith2action.org with the number 2. And we're going to fight about a press release. It's going out tomorrow. You got a preview of it tonight. But foreign money cannot buy Ohio elections. That's not how laws are made. And we're going to stand. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for all you do, and thank you for bringing that good news to me yesterday. It made me feel really good to read that. So, all right.
Praise the Lord. There'll be more to come.
It ain't over with till we win.
Amen.
You have a good night, young lady. God bless you for all you do.
Too. You too, my friend.
All right. Thanks. Bye now. All right. When we come back, I have a whole lot of stuff to do, but I'm going to do something I haven't done in a very, very long time. I haven't got articles yet, but I'm going to open the phone lines early. That's right. Across the country at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We're going to open the phone lines early and take your calls. And, and then we have a lot more articles and things to get through to tonight, too. And we can tell you, too, a little bit more about tactical civics. So we're coming up to that break. How many seconds do I have? Okay, we have a little over 30 seconds. Okay, that number again is 888-677-9673. I do give it too quick sometimes. 888-677-9673. We'll be talking to you right after this. Don't go away. There's a whole lot more to come. So we'll be back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian Resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.